From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Flames devoured swaths of brush and trees in Northern California today amid unseasonably hot and dry weather. Heavy winds that spread new fires this week in the Napa and Sonoma wine country and in a far northern area of the state were reduced to breezes, but vegetation remained ripe for burning in high temperatures amid very low humidity. The National Weather Service said the weather conditions would last for several days because of high pressure centered over the state. Heat advisories were in effect or pending along about three-quarters of the California coast, and many areas have poor air quality because of smoke. About 70,000 people remain under evacuation orders in the wine region, where the glass fire has incinerated at least 80 homes, along with winery installations and other buildings. And officials now say wind-whipped flames led two firefighters to deploy the emergency fire shelters they carry. The firefighters were assigned to the glass fire Sunday when gusty offshore winds fanned the fire, prompting them to deploy their fire shelters after flames overwhelmed them. The firefighters cover themselves on the ground with the emergency equipment that looks like space blankets, according to CAL FIRE. It's the third time that fire crews have had to deploy their fire shelters this fire season. It's a last resort effort to save their lives that was once uncommon. Just over 150 miles to the north, there is still no containment reported for the Zog fire, which also erupted during Sunday's high winds and grew quickly, killing four people. The fourth was a man who evacuated with severe burns Sunday. He died at a hospital of his injuries yesterday, according to the Shasta County Sheriff. The Glass and Zog fires are among nearly 30 wildfires currently burning in California. Fire-related deaths this year total 30. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill widely restricting the use of certain highly potent rat poisons that are blamed for killing mountain lions, birds, and endangered wildlife. The measure signed yesterday bars the general use of second-generation anticoagulant rodenticides until state regulators reevaluate them and put in place any additional restrictions needed to protect wildlife. The poisons already are restricted, but they still have wide commercial and agricultural use. Experts say they're also still making their way through the food chain and sickening and killing a wide range of predators, including mountain lions, golden eagles, owls, and endangered foxes. And there's some good news for Bay Area foodies. Indoor dining can resume throughout San Francisco starting today. Of course, there are some restrictions. Restaurants are limited to 25% capacity or 100 people, whichever is lower. This will allow for safe social distancing between parties. Before entering, customers will be subject to three screening questions, including any known exposure to COVID-19 and any unexplained symptoms. Personnel and patrons must wear face coverings at all times, except when eating. And for those who like to linger, be warned, customers will only be allowed to dine for 2 hours before the restaurant will have to ask them to leave. Check first before showing up because it may take some restaurant owners a few days to figure out how to best incorporate the new guidelines. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.